So he took Christian by the hand again, and led him into a chamber, where there was one rising out of bed. And as he put on his raiment, he shook and trembled. Then said Christian,
Why doth this man thus tremble?
The interpreter then bid him tell to Christian the reason of his so doing. So he began and said,
This night, as I was in my sleep, I dreamed, and behold, the heavens grew exceeding black. Also, it thundered and lightened in most fearful wise, and it put me into an agony. So I looked up in my dream, and saw the clouds racked at an unusual rate, upon which I heard a great sound of a trumpet, and saw also a man sit upon a cloud, attended with the thousands of heaven. They were all in flaming fire. Also the heavens were in a burning flame. I heard then a voice saying, Arise, ye dead, and come to judgment. And with that the rocks rent, the graves opened, and the dead that were therein came forth. Some of them were exceeding glad, and looked upward, and some sought to hide themselves under the mountains. Then I saw the man that sat upon the cloud open the book, and bid the world draw near. Yet there was, by reason of a fierce flame which issued out and came from before him, a convenient distance betwixt him and them, as betwixt the judge and the prisoners at the bar. I heard it also proclaimed to them that attended on the man that sat on the cloud, Gather together the tares, the chaff, and stubble, and cast them into the burning lake. And with that, the bottomless pit opened, just whereabout I stood, out of the mouth of which there came, in an abundant manner, smoke and coals of fire, with hideous noises. It was also said to the same persons, Gather my wheat into the garner. And with that, I saw many catched up and carried away into the clouds. But I was left behind. I also sought to hide myself, but I could not. For the man that sat upon the clouds still kept his eye upon me. My sins also came into my mind, and my conscience did accuse me on every side. Oh. Upon this, I awaked from my sleep.
But what is it that made you so afraid of this sight?
Why, I thought that the day of judgment was come, and that I was not ready for it. But this frighted me most, that the angels gathered up several, and left me behind. Also, the pit of hell opened her mouth just where I stood. My conscience, too, afflicted me. And, as I thought, the judge had always his eye upon me, showing indignation in his countenance.